With me in the studio this afternoon is co-founder and artistic director of Attack Theater, which has been in existence since 1995, which I kind of find amazing. They're getting ready to celebrate their 30 years. And here is Peter Cope. Peter, thanks for stopping by.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Anna. Thank you for having me out.
The last time I saw Michelle up at the teaching in our Studio B, the dance classes.
Yeah, so that's where I just was. I teach.
I had a feeling, it's somehow it wasn't a long journey.
No, not at all. I actually put shoes on. I wasn't going to do this whole interview in my socks, but I figured I should put my shoes on to walk
Appreciate
across the
that.
Hall.
Thank you.
No problems.
But you guys are getting ready. You've had an amazing season already with Velvet Vignettes and Game Night and Row House, Rock, Paper, Sizzle, Imagination Station. And now, I love the whole name of all the names of the seasons, but then one can get a 23-24 Adventure Pass. Forget Season Pass. We're just going to go right into the adventure.
Yeah.
And you're getting ready for a show that opens April 5th and runs for 2 weekends. So at least 5 performances April 5th and through the 13th. And it's called The Show of 1,000 Tomorrows. So tell me a little bit about this.
So the idea behind The Show of 1,000 Tomorrows is, when I kind of first came up with the title, I thought 1,000 tomorrows is forever. It's really, really, it's only 3 years. And, you know, as we were talking about it, you're realizing that if you do want to make any change, you want to adjust anything, or like 3 years is a reasonable amount of time to make change, mm-hmm. because you can kind of remember where your mistakes were, where the ideas were helpful, hindrance or not. And ultimately, we started thinking through and talking through and digesting what this work can be. And we really kind of settled on this idea that it really is all about, you know, that 1,000 tomorrows constantly restarts. Mm-hmm. There's always another 1,000 tomorrows because the next day it's all fresh, which kind of brought us to this idea of perpetual motion. The idea that there is this constantly renewing cycle of life, of energy, of disappointment, of despair, of hope. And how do you interact with that machine? How do you interact with that idea of always having tomorrow? And especially, how do you do it physically and as a dance? So we've created a show that's really in three acts that we call them, but it's one evening length show that explores different aspects of this idea of what tomorrow can be for these individuals who are the performers.
Excellent. I mean, past, present, and future, inspired by remnants of a World's Fair?
Yeah. You know, what says tomorrow like a World's Fair?
It does.
But we don't have World's Fairs anymore, and so there are all these decrepit...
But they have Walt Disney or Disney World, where they have Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland.
I think. You have 3 performances on the first weekend at 7:30, Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, and then Friday and Saturday the following weekend. And I think you have a new home these days.
We have a new home. We're firmly ensconced in Lawrenceville,
okay.
The corner of 45th and Butler.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. It's the boys' club. Used to be the high school for a minute, and now it's lofts, but we have taken over the gymnasium.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
wonderful.
Yeah, you know, it's this grand, classic Pittsburgh gymnasium, and you could just see, you know, there was, and we always hear stories from people who knock on the door and say, oh, I remember when, and that's actually going to inform some of our next season work,
mm-hmm.
kind of our 212 stories as we like literally invest a bit more in researching and understanding where we are,
mm-hmm.
and the space that we occupy. But for this show of 1,000 Tomorrows, we were just so thrilled to be, we're using music from Dave Agar, we're using music from Kevin Kornicki from Squawk Opera.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got a section. The section is all blues music.
Ooh.
And then we're actually using the music of Chatham Baroque.
Excellent.
Our Act 3 section. So that was, you know.
So it's almost going backward.
In a way, but remember, Baroque was the pop music of the time.
It was actually the jazz music of the time,
yeah.
too, because of the way that, you know, you can sit there and just riff on some fabulous Baroque chords.
Yeah, I mean, every time I do a show, especially we do a show with Chatham Baroque or do a show with anything, I learn so much about, you know,
right.
I forget. you know, there's so many things. That's so wonderful to have the kind of musicians we have here in Pittsburgh.
Well, we have amazing musicians, but we also have amazing dance companies. And you definitely hold your own company with the style of dance that you do. It's contemporary, but it's, you know, like you say, sort of perpetual motion. There's something about it that I've never seen on any other stage except when you're doing your choreography.
Our stuff.
Your stuff. Which
That's
is,
what we call it.
It really, is a stuff. Yeah. I mean, and how did the name Attack Theater come about?
Oh, my gosh. Well, do you want the true story or the one we tell people?
Oh, I think I want the true story. So this is truthiness.
1995, we were doing a project for First Night Pittsburgh. We were also part of the founding team that put together First Night Pittsburgh. Back in the day with Donna Goyack, and it was amazing. So it was Peter Cope and Michelle DeLoreza from the Dance Alloy doing this one. And Peter Cope, Michelle DeLoreza doing this one and this one and this one. And so we did like five things. We wrote up this big blurb that was about a night of Attack Theater. So that's what we called the whole evening, all the different things we were doing. And Jacob Brody, who at the time was the mayor, Tom Murphy's aide, said, no, you can't, it's too long. We can't keep putting this in the program. You guys got to come up with a name. And he said, you just call it Attack Theater. I'm like, yeah, we'll just call it Attack Theater. It'll be for 1 year. We'll call it something else next year. And then
it stuck.
So, but it also fits really well because the idea of attacking the movement is it's truthful, it's straightforward, it's direct. And that's really the way that we like to both be physically, as an organization, as part of our community. We really do want to try to be that supportive, foundational, authentic movement. And attacking the movement is very much about that. So that's kind of the
dual edge. That's where it came from. And the thing is, now you're located in Lawrenceville, which is a fabulous neighborhood to be a part of. And so people could go and grab a bite to eat and then enjoy Attack Theater's presentation of the show of 1,000 Tomorrows. Those performances taking place on the 5th through the 13th at 7:30. And I'm speaking with Peter Cope, who is co-founder and artistic director of Attack Theater. Go to attacktheater.com to get your tickets. There's a great picture. I think that's Michelle there with grabbing a suitcase.
That's actually Ashley Williams.
Is that Ashley
that's
Williams?
Ashley Williams, yeah.
So who are your dancers for the show? You're part of it, I believe.
I am actually not going to be on
stage. Oh, you're not going to be on
stage. I'm not going to be on stage this time, but we've got, here we go. We have Olivia Nellis, Miranda Nichols. We have Ethan Gwynn. We have Melissa Burke. And we have, did I say Anya Epstein?
No.
Well, then that's all five of them.
There we go.
It's super cool because we were talking about how we move together. And so this is a pretty fresh group of people to be moving together.
Oh, great.
Miranda and Ethan have been with us for 2 or 3 years, three or 4 years, actually. And then Anya, Melissa, and Olivia are new in the last month or so.
Wow, how interesting to have them learn this way of movement.
And it's wonderful because we can, you know, we accept from them, we mold, we meld together, we learn from one another, we try different things. And we often say there's, you know, you're not doing it wrong, but here's another way to do it.
Okay.
You know, or I'm trying this way, and this is why I'm doing this, so that the smaller body can lift the larger body.
Right.
So we want to try and use our legs and do this thing. So
So incredible is when a smaller body is indeed lifting a larger body. And I'm like, wow. That's just amazing. Attack Theater with their presentation of the show of 1,000 Tomorrows. We'll start with today and tomorrow and then 1,000 tomorrows more each tomorrow, resetting the clock on the next 1,000. It's a perpetual motion machine of hope and joy and promise and pain. Newton be damned. It'll work. It has to work. That is Peter Cope, who is with me here in the studio this afternoon. These performances starting on April 5th, and you have five opportunities to catch tomorrow this wonderful piece, The Show of 1,000 Tomorrows, by going to attacktheater.com and getting to Lawrenceville to check it out. Peter, thank you so much.
Anna, it's always a pleasure. I appreciate you taking the time to invite me onto your show.
Absolutely. Well, you had a long way to come.
There's a big commute.
Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.